What's up, y'all? Y'all already know who it is, man. It's the Dream Team Podcast. Feel me? It's A-Stacks.
And Tim Mill in the building.
Feel me? Hey, what we always say, bro. No dream too big, no dream too small. Feel me? Yo. Not lie, that shit. I'm kind of fucking with that, John. But hey, bro, how your day going, bro?
My day going good, bro. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm hungry. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm hungry. I ain't getting nothing to eat.
It's cool, but I'm gonna treat you to a little something after this, bro. All
right, best say no more.
Type
say
shit. No more. Feel me? What you had, class today?
Yeah, hey, English. That joint was a burnout. I ain't even gonna lie to you. It was a burnout.
Type shit. It's cool though. We here for a reason.
How about you? You had class?
I had one class. I had biology, bro. You know how that shit go. But hey, ain't nothing I can't handle. Feel me? It's A-Stacks. Mr. Find a Way.
All right, so what are we talking about today?
Well, not gonna lie, you ever just seen somebody on the gram and like seen them in real life and you just be like, that's not the same nigga, bro?
For sure, for sure. People be living, I feel like people, they take social media way too serious.
Not even that, bro. It's just, they don't even. All right, so I feel what you're saying, but like, it's not even that they take it so serious. It's just like they try to portray an image on the media that you're not really about, whether it's having money, whether it's them being about their life or like that street shit. Feel me? I'm iffy about it, bro. And I don't fuck with it at all. Feel me? It's just if I seeing a nigga like that, bro, it's just ill vibes. Like, I can't fuck with boy.
Cause you just fake, for
yeah,
real.
Yeah, just fake,
and,
bro.
And I know, like, once I say this story, you already know who I'm talking about.
What?
Like, there's a certain person, right? He'll go in the story, he'll post all the parties and all this and that. And recently, he posted on the story him at a party. We were all at a basketball game. We saw that he posted that he was at a party on his story. And we call him, we FaceTime him. He's in the crib with a bonnet on. He was never outside to begin with. It's just like,
yo.
And it's just like taking it on like a serious approach. What was the point of whole, like, what was the point of doing that? It just really doesn't make no sense for real. But you have a lot of people who do a lot worse, you know what I'm saying, who portray like child, like just the street image. Mm. Just something that you're not, like, you want to post guns on social media, but in person,
I'm trying to tell you, bro, niggas is not like that, bro. Bro, wallahi deen, I swear. Just yesterday, bro, I got out early. I went to go to my sister's basketball game. After the game, I went to go with some of my old mans and them. We was at the park. Cool. So I'm waiting on the sideline because I call next and shit. Niggas playing on the court. It's three boys. And I'm not sure if that's their hood, because I was up on you, feel me? I'm not sure if that's their hood or whatever. But they were just talking all this shit, bro. And they lost. That's the crazy thing. They lost the game. So they on the sideline talking all this shit, talking about, oh, y'all was dicking on the sideline, all this. Now I'm going to talk my shit. So they just messed with the wrong bull. He on the court. He dribbling. He lost the ball. Bull talking about, damn, John Morant, what you doing? John Morant, boy, he's talking about, you not talking to me. He was like, what, bro? John Morant bull said, what you trying to do? Bull said, let's keep it ball. He like, nah, we not keeping it ball. Then bull was like, what you trying to fight? Boy, he funny as shit. He talking about, nah, bro, I don't fight. I don't fight, bro. He straight went to his phone, bro. I'm like, bro, who you about to call? Who you about to call? Let's just keep it ball. Now, not going to lie, bull on the sideline, feel me? He did start this shit because he was a dick. He was a little glazing, I won't lie. But I just felt like shit was taken out of proportion. Feel me? Two niggas trying to show their masculinity and shit. Like, that's how shit escalate, bro.
And it's sad, though, because it's situations like that in Philadelphia every single day. But people are really losing their life behind small situations that could have been avoided. It's crazy to think. You know what I'm saying? A little petty argument escalates to now. Now somebody's brother, dad, being shot, now dead.
Niggas don't even know. And it be the Jones, too. I won't lie, bro. We like, because some shit might snap off and they be like, oh, I'ma call so and so, I'ma call him. Feel me? Whole time you the reason your brother dead. Nah, I ain't trying to say nothing, but like, I'ma just see how it is, bro. Like, straight like that. Nah. But why you feel people feel a need to do that? Like, just prove they masculine. Like, I don't know how to explain it, bro. Like, niggas always trying to be the tough guy and shit, bro.
I feel like, especially in Philadelphia, you find a lot of people, a lot of the males here, they're just, I feel like a lot of the time, they just feel like they have something to prove. I feel like the males here, like, I feel like they, I don't know. I feel like it's a Philly thing. It's just how we carry ourselves.
I don't even think it's a Philly thing, bro. I think it's just like a hood nigga. I don't know what it is either, bro.
It's not Philly, though.
It happened everywhere.
Yeah, it do, but it's like it's a little different when it. I don't know. I feel like, cause even I, like, there was a certain time where I feel like I had something to prove, and I wouldn't go. For no, like, disrespect from nobody.
No bullshit.
So it was just like, if somebody got me mad enough, I would, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna handle that. I'm gonna crash out for real.
Dog, you taking it that far, bro?
I mean, that's how I used to think until I really got wiser and I really started thinking and stuff. Cause I feel like your environment do have like a big role to play and all that. And a lot of these people, They don't have the right guidance around them. Like, you know what I'm saying? The right old heads to be telling them, oh, this is cool and this is not cool, blah, 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 this and that. And just a lot of people want to be followers. You know what I'm saying? You are what you... I'm not going to say that because I feel like if you surround it, most of the time, this is how it is. Like, I feel like there's a lot of followers in the city. Mm. There's a lot of followers.
Right? Dick eaters, bro.
And it's just like... It's worse, though, because it's like Philadelphia with the whole crime and the gun violence and all that. You know what I'm saying? People, you're a young boy and all that, and you growing up around all this. There's a good chance that you going to probably be in it, like, inside of it, too, unless you have guidance or you just really just see for what it is, because it's not worth it. I ain't even going to lie. It's not worth it.
I keep trying to tell niggas, bro. What, you ever been in a situation like that, though? Like, a nigga try something mean on some hype shit for me. Like, what you do?
Back when I used to work at ShopRite, right? I was working at ShopRite and all that, right?
Right.
And what was I doing? I was basically doing the manager's job, right? I was making sure, like, everybody else cool. I was doing overrides and all that, right? There was a customer. He just, like, you could just tell just off of body language. He's just one of those people that is just, you know, he seemed a little off. He seemed like, you know what I'm saying, really aggressive.
Right.
And I looked at him, and then we both staring at each other. And I'm just like, yo, you cool? But I fucked up. The way I said it.
How you fuck up, bro?
I said, yo, you cool? But I got to realize, I don't...
Oh, so it was like your tone.
It was my tone. It's just like how I look for her. So it was just like... I feel like he took it as being disrespectful. He was just like, yeah, I'm cool. What you want? And it was just, then I was just like, bro, what are you talking about? I was confused. And he was just like, bro, I'll blow your fucking head off. I'm like, bro.
Damn, he took it there.
It just from the jump. I'm like, I'm shocked. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? I'm working at ShopRite. You going to kill me at ShopRite? One thing, bro, I'm not dying at ShopRite. I'm not dying there.
But not gonna lie, that's L setting, bro.
It's crazy. But he really wanted to take it there. It just didn't make no sense. You're gonna crash out. You're gonna end somebody's life over
a few words, bro.
It's just,
and I'm not gonna lie, bro. I was just talking to my OG about this the other day, bro. Like, all these tough niggas, all they got going for them is, oh, they know not to mess with me, or feel me. They know who I am, feel me. You got it, bro. I done been in so many situations, bro. And it just come to the point when I mature, where I mature is like, I got more going for myself than, oh yeah, these niggas know not to mess with me. Like, bro, I'm cool, bro. Feel me? I live to see another day.
And I feel like it's once you realize what you have and all that, it's just like, when you encounter a situation like that, I have everything to lose. This person doesn't care about their life, and they don't, you know what I'm saying? They don't care about what they got in their life, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I have everything to lose, so it's just like,
exactly, so
it's, bro. It's not even worth it, even engaging or talking to people like this. So it's just like, yeah, bro, I don't know. And then I was watching a podcast earlier. Like it was a clip or whatever. The podcast is based in Philly. I don't remember the name and all that, but they had somebody from the streets, and he was up talking and all that. And the question was like, if somebody kills your homie or whatever, you gonna go get your leg back or whatever. The person is from the streets. He's talking about, yeah, I'm gonna pick up a gun, blah blah blah, and this and that, and go get the, you know what I'm saying, my revenge and all that. But the person, the podcaster, he was just like, but he was basically trying to say like, you can't always be in the streets. What if you're like, you know what I'm saying, in 30s or whatever, and you got kids for, are you still gonna do
bro,
that?
I'm bro, niggas old. I'm bro. Trying niggas old as shit doing this shit, bro. I'm trying to tell you, bro.
The street nigga gonna go. He gonna be like, yeah, I'm gonna still go handle business, bro. It's like, you don't even got your priorities straight. You have kids. You got kids for real. And it's just like, you really gonna go, you know what I'm saying? You all know what comes, you know what I'm saying? Like consequences that come behind it. Mm. Incarceration, you know what I'm saying? This is a big problem in America, especially like in the black community and all that. And it's just death. You know what I'm saying? Those are the two possible outcomes. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's just not, I don't see that it's worth it. But how I used to see it as, like me being younger and all that, like, I'm not gonna lie, I used to think about it like this. Somebody killed my brother, you know what I'm saying? My blood brother. I wouldn't know how I would react in that situation. I don't know if I would go get revenge and all that. Because I'm a really calm person now. But before I was like, you know what I'm saying, really like angry and all this and that. I don't know if that would bring out that old character in mind and all that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's like, it's me between, I might go get revenge, but at the same time, if I take this person's life and this and that, that's somebody's brother. That's somebody's brother. That's somebody's dad. That's somebody's cousin. You know what I'm saying, somebody loves this person. So it's just like, I can't really just think about just me. And all that, it's deeper than that. And it's just like, even if I get the revenge right, I don't think that's still not bringing back who I lost.
Nobody at all, bro. Not a lot of, I really don't know how I react, bro. If someone take someone away from me. Like, not gonna lie, I'm up. And I ain't saying I'm perfect and all that, but like, I would like to think that I'm saying I have enough emotional intelligence to like just have a mindset, be at a mindset where I could just, I'm saying, even though this person took someone very close to me, I'm saying I can't even call it maturity, because like if someone takes somebody from you and like cold blood murder, bro, it's like, I expect anybody to go rage mode, bro. Feel me? But like, me personally, I would hope that I'm in a mindset to be like, oh, and where I believe, feel me, you're supposed to forgive this person, and like, hope he changes ways. But at the same time, it's not a goody-goody world, perfect world we live in, so you really don't know what to expect.
It's a lot of strength for you when it comes to forgiving somebody.
A lot.
Especially something as serious as that.
There's a lot of strength for walking away from a situation, too.
Niggas not. Yeah, because it's just like, especially when you have, I ain't gonna lie, most men have egos. Most men have egos and are prideful and all that.
I think that answers our prior question, too. As to why.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, yeah. Uh-huh. I can see that, yeah. A lot of, like, I guess just people from Philly or whatever just got big egos or whatever.
Now, you ever been walking down the street and, like, you just been in a brick contest with somebody, just, like, nigga just staring you down? And, like, I don't know, bro. I just be walking, and it's not even a Philly mentality. It's just, like, I'm not going to look away. to it. I don't. It's like a. I don't know what it is.
It's like I know exactly what you mean.
It's like one of those. Like what the fuck are you like? What you want?
It's, bro, I feel like, bro, it's not even worth it. Cause some people they escalate just from staring. Be like, no, fuck is you looking at? I'm just like, okay, now I feel like I have to say something. Because now
even though you really don't want to.
It's just like most of the time they gonna look at you and they gonna look away. I feel like it's like an intimidation or whatever. Mm. But sometimes I even do it without even thinking. I ain't gonna go lie, cause I be staring at people. I be staring at people. Cause I like to read people. I like to just, you know what I'm saying? I'm aware of my surroundings. So I do it unprovokingly and all that.
But you know what I think it is, bro? Me and my OG was just talking about this a little while ago, bro. Where he was like, it's like, I wouldn't say a protection mechanism, but like, all the shit going on in the city, you know what I'm saying? When you walking down the street, especially in the city, bro, you always looking around your shoulder, like looking over your shoulder, making sure that you straight. So you see a nigga across the street, you just looking at him, you breaking him like, what this nigga about to be on? And another black man, bro, like, nigga could be on his way home, same as you, bro, and you just, I don't know. I feel like it's just, I hesitate to say a Philly thing because I'm pretty sure it happens everywhere, but like,
I feel like places like Philadelphia happens, and I feel like you would think we would feel safe being with our own people, but we don't. It's the complete opposite. We have to feel like we on point, whatever. And I didn't realize that as I got older and stuff, like when I was a young boy and all that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't caring where I was at until I seen what happened to some of my friends. You know what I'm saying? Them being shot, killed, and just losing people, the gun violence, and just hearing some of the stories that you hear, it just makes, oh, this could be me. I could very easily be in that same situation. It's just being a person that look like me and you, people could easily misinterpret. Yeah, no, just like think you somebody else, because that's especially. I guess I don't know if it's worse, because it's like I got locks, so it's just like I guess it's just like oh is you so and so blah blah blah. I had people pull up on me, like in their car, and I'll be like oh, and they pull out their windows, and I'm like, I'm just like oh all right. Me thinking that I'm somebody else, but I'm just me for real. It's just like it's just something that you gotta. I feel like you could see it as a bad thing and a bad and a good, because it's like, I guess for the rest of my life, I'ma always be on point and I'll always be aware. But at the same time, once I eventually do get myself out this city and to move somewhere that's nice and where I don't have to really do that no more, people might peep it and be like, what's wrong with that guy? Why are you so aware? Why are you looking all over the place? And it's just, I don't know.
It's just what you got to adapt to, bro. Especially if you want to, because as much as I hate to say, niggas don't really make it to our age, bro. Feel me? So, like, even being here right now on this podcast, talking about the shit we talking about, it's shit a blessing for real. Like, I feel like niggas in Philly, like, the crash house, bro, they be taking life for granted, bro. I fucking hate that, bro.
They act like they die, they just gonna wake up again.
I swear, bro. This shit not GTA, bro.
You only got one chance at this shit. And people take that shit for granted. And it's just like, we're given an opportunity where we can talk about the shit that go on in this city every day. Because it's not like, oh, it happened once a month, once a year. This shit happens every single day, at every fucking hour. So it's just like.
But you know what I find crazy, bro? This shit happens so much, like, niggas really just starting to think like, this shit normal, bro. This shit not normal, bro. You go to any suburb, bro, something like this happen anywhere else, bro, cops on it like this, bro. Like this.
Exactly. And it's like, it's a big story over there. Everybody just like, oh shit, blah, blah, blah. How could this happen? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to, like, if it happens in the black community, oh.
It's just another dead body, yeah, bro.
It is what it is. And it's just like, it shouldn't be like that. This is, at the end of the day, it's mostly kids dying. It's mostly kids dying. Hmm. And it's just like, people who are younger, way younger than us, kids. I had one of my mans, he was like 11 or 12, and he passed away due to gun violence. So it's just like, it's not cool. It's because it's not normal to lose friends. That I'm saying, y'all both got goals, dreams, shit that you want to do, shit you want to become in life. And then, you know what I'm saying, you expecting that, you know what I'm saying, to go obtain these things with your friend or whatever that you grew up with, and then they end up losing their life to gun violence over a petty argument or just them getting inside the streets or whatever. Because it's like, some people we grow up with, we see them just take this wrong path or whatever, and you know, now they in it.
Yeah, bro, shit tragic. New paddock. Nah, let me stop. But not gonna lie, this next question I got, it might cause a little controversy, bro. But who, like, all the shit that's going on right now, like gun violence and all that, bro, who you think fathers it, bro? Like, cause niggas be like, it's the police, la da da. Oh, it's the niggas out there shooting. It's the pop who not any live. Like, who you think fathers it, bro?
I feel like you can't really blame just one person. It's not just one person. Mm. I feel like it's a combination of everything. Police officers, they play a part in it. Because there's definitely improvement that needs to be done in the police department just itself. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, remembering that time that we got pulled over, them just not even, it's not like, especially when we got pulled over and all that, I was nervous. I was expecting some white officers and all that, right? That's what I was expecting. But when they came to the door and they were just both black, you know what I'm saying, black men, it made me feel a lot more comfortable. But just seeing how they wasn't.
But I done see some cool ass officers, bro. I was I just see the uniform, bro.
It be them though. It be mainly them. I don't ever feel like it be the white officers. It be our own people.
The cool ass niggas, bro.
These are the people who are, you're in the law enforcement. Why you not explaining me why you pulled me over?
No bullshit, bro.
And that was the crazy part. It's just like, I'm saying, you took an oath to, you know what I'm saying, be a police officer and this and that, and to respect the law. You know what I'm saying? You should tell me why you pulled me over for. And then when I gave the officer my license and registration, the man didn't even read it. He didn't even read it. So it's just like, it was just weird to me. It's,
yeah,
just like,
bro.
So I feel like it's police officers, it's us as a black community, and you know, like, because I feel like we could do a lot better in our communities and stuff. I feel like it's not really safe. It's really not safe. And it's just like, it's really designed for us to really fail for it. Because if you're in an environment, you know what I'm saying, like, especially like a rough environment, you can't even go outside to play. Because that playground that you have, there's trappers, blah, 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 drug dealers, you know what I'm saying, you can't even really play with your friends or whatever, you know what I'm saying, play tag. Nah, these people, they're selling drugs. There's junkies. And then it's just like, once you grow up to that certain age, that's when those same drug dealers want to talk to you. They want to be like, oh, what you want? You want to make money. And then growing up in a, you know what I'm saying, not the wealthiest place, you know what I'm saying, you're struggling financially. A lot of young kids, they're easily influencing. It's just like, oh, I can make my own money. I can help my family out. And then that's why a lot of people really turn in the streets. So it's a mixture of everything, even the government too. Because
I feel like it's a full circle kind of thing, bro. Like, all right, it's shit that's going on in our own community that, I'm saying, we don't got control over, but at the same time we do. But I don't think it's just, like I said, it's a full circle thing, bro. Everybody played a part in how it is today, bro. Keep it a bean. They ain't back to slavery. From you, man. Niggas been set back, like, so much, bro. And I kind of agree with the what they it's the saying that I heard niggas on the gram saying. They was like how long slavery was, like 400 years. It gonna take us 400 years to get back to where you want to be, and some shit like that. And like, not gonna lie, I could kind of see it, but at the same time, I don't really think that shit gonna end, bro.
I believe in it. I believe what you're saying, because I feel like if it's not black people, they're gonna do it to another race.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, racism as a whole, bro, I don't think that shit ever gonna end, bro.
I feel like it'll always be a thing. It's just for humans in general.
Or if not, it's just gonna be like, yeah, like what you saying, like some kind of a stereotype or a bias, which still is in that category, but. Hey, who am I?
How do you feel about how people perceive you in the world?
How people perceive, bro? I really don't give a fuck, bro. Now let me rephrase that. I don't give a fuck to an extent, bro. A nigga might see me in the street, feel me? He might feel some type of way about me, but it's like, bro, who the fuck is you? But I might be going to the job interview. I need my cheese. I might want to cover up these tats or put on a presentable suit so I could get this money, feel me? But I feel like it depends how the world views me. I really don't care how people view me. For real.
How about you? Bro, I used to think just like that until I was just really just like, let me give you an example. This is during the day, and I'm walking down the street. There's a white woman in front of me. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking. Like, in my head, I didn't realize it, but I was walking pretty fast. The lady she looked back, she looked scared. I'm just like, whoa, okay.
Boy, look scared is crazy, bro.
Look scared, and then she crosses the street. Next day later, it's an old man, it's an old white man, you know what I'm saying? He's walking towards me on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. He crosses the street. I'm just like, this is all during daytime. It's not like this is at nighttime.
Right.
It made me think. It was just like, is this how I appear? Is this how I appear to some people? And it's just like, it just made me think, because I never really truly thought about how I appear to some people. And that's why I asked questions just like, oh, what was your first impressions on me? A lot of people, I ain't gonna lie, I don't really like
my fault. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you cool. I don't really like some of the answers, because a lot of people, they get the wrong perception on me, because they see a lot of people who look like me. They think just because, oh, he got locks and he's dark skinned, oh yeah, you smoke. Because a lot of people, they ask me, that's, oh yeah, bro, you 10 mil, you smoke, blah blah blah, this and that. And I'm just like, no, I don't smoke or drink,
bro.
Like how that make me feel. Like, it's I like to be aware of my surroundings all the time. It's not something it's for me, I'm saying. But there's a lot of people who look like me who participate in activities like that, and it's just like, I'm not gonna lie, I don't want to appeal to the white person, but I don't want to make people feel unsafe just because I look the way I look, because I'm a big black man, right? I'm a big black man. So it's just like, I guess I could see how I would be scary and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, I feel like the darker you are, the scarier you are.
Bro, what?
But
not gonna lie, let me ask you a question relating to that white person incident, bro. Like, how was you dressed? Are you dressed like how you is now? Fuck, was you in a tank top and pink sag and boxers or some shit? Like, stereotypical shit?
I'm not one of those people who sag or whatnot like that.
How was you dressed,
the
bro?
The whole meaning behind it, that's just, no, I'm not with that.
How was you dressed?
I was just in like a
regular?
I think I had some sweatpants on, typical stuff. Cause
fuck, you had a red bandana or a blue bandana on, you gang affiliated, bro.
Like a regular, like, just athletic attire on.
So not gonna lie, I feel like that's on them, bro. If them white people still stuck in that mentality, it'd be like, oh, he might be a threat, just cause your skin, bro. The only reason they cross the street cause your skin color, bro. If it had been a white nigga with dreads, bro, Fuck you think don't cross the street? Like, let's keep it a beam, bro.
I ain't crossing the street.
Exactly, bro. So I feel where you're coming from at the same time where you feel as though, like, you shouldn't appeal to white people or, like, people in general, but you try to make them feel comfortable and shit. But at the same time, bro, if they uncomfortable, bro, and you not doing nothing in the slightest way to make anybody else feel that way, bro, that's on them, bro. They got to change their mentality, bro.
I mean, because I feel like we can look at it from both views because we have our own stereotypes about white people. And they have their own stereotypes about us.
Right.
I want to change that. There's no reason why you should feel like, oh, I'm a threat, this and that, when I'm a good person. You see, I feel like I've had conversations with, you can just already tell they have stereotypes about you or whatever. But they don't see, once they start having a conversation with me, it's just like, oh, wow, you're pretty smart. You see, and I'm not, when I talk to a white person, I feel like I have something to prove. So I'm not using regular slang and all that. I'm not using slang and all like that. I'm showing them I'm using big words. I'm showing them that I'm intelligent because I'm not dumb. I'm not a dummy. So I'm using big words because I just feel like I want to change their viewpoint. I want them to at least like later in the day when they talking to one of their friends be like, oh wow, I met this black guy. He was pretty intelligent.
So would you be code switching that shit?
Huh?
You be code switching?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It was just like, I call it like an alter ego. Like, it's really, I really become a whole white version. Like, I talk just like them. And
you talking about, why you gotta say just like them though, bro? Like, why can't it be you?
Because they're gonna have the stereotypes. They're gonna give you the looks. I know that's one thing. I don't like the looks that they give you when you like being yourself and stuff like that. This is not cool. I'm like, hi, how you doing? My name's Amelia. What's your name? Pardon me?
Nah, that's funny as shit. That's funny as shit.
Because it's just like, I mean, it's something that you gotta, something I just practice for real. I ain't gonna lie.
You practice? Not gonna lie, that shit come. But I'm on the phone, I need to make an appointment, phone call or something. That shit come right on, bro. I ain't doing it now. Like, but I can't do it. It's like, it's just like an automatic thing, bro.
Hi, my name is Amelia. How you doing today? I'm doing great. How about yourself?
But I can't do that shit, bro.
And once they finally see you in person, it's just like, oh, he looks like that.
Nah, no bullshit. But for me, what you think about niggas on the internet, bro? Niggas on the internet. I didn't specify. Hold on, let me specify. This like goes back to what we first started talking about. The money, the fake gang shit. Like niggas, bro, the trolls, oh, I don't know how to explain it. Not even trolling, just like talking shit on the gram, bro. But at the same time, bro, you see them in real life, it's just silent, bro. Like fake niggas. I feel like we already talked about this though.
We kind of did, but
like just, niggas specifically on Instagram,
weird. It's just like, bro, I know you in real life. You're a class clown. You don't tote guns. Why are you showing off that you?
Like first, yeah, niggas like that. Like, bro.
Everybody want to show off a gun on social media. I don't know what you gain from doing that. First of all, you self-incriminating yourself online, and you act like these police officers can't just search up your gram. Or your grand can't get sent to the police department. You know what I'm saying? These people be dumb. You be dumb. Why are you posting guns on there? It's not a flex. I don't feel like it's a flex to brag about taking people's lives. Because some people, they use social media as a way to... They use social media as a way to just, like, antagonize the ops or whatever, right? And it's just like, we're seeing that with social media, people take this shit to extreme levels. Like, I know, like, some rappers and all that, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, like, filming, like, music videos that they're, like, they ops is, like, graveyard. Like,
the shit we doing is crazy, bro. Like,
pissing on their graves.
I shouldn't be laughing.
That's just, and then they filming it, and then they put it on social media, and then a little bit after, they end up getting killed. It's just like, at the same time, it's bad that he got killed. But at the same time, it's just like, how can you truly feel bad about this person when they antagonize somebody?
They really had it coming, yeah.
Showing that they're pissing on this person's grave. Because I feel like now that's a whole different
type of disrespect.
Whole different. So it's just, I feel like you're just making so many, you're making a lot of more enemies. Because I feel like this is somebody's brother or sister. Now you got their sister mad at you. Now you got their sister trying to kill you.
Yeah, whatever. Now they trying to take it there.
Because females out here really will like be on there too.
Bro, what, bro? I'm not going to lie. I recently found that shit. It's some crazy ass females. I'm not sure about anywhere else, but in our city, hell yeah.
You get lined by them. You literally, bro.
But they got, it's like they got no fear, but like this, it's like, you look, they demons, bro. I swear they demons, bro.
Bro, you can literally get lined by girls in Philly, and it's crazy.
And you don't even do, like, you don't partake in that shit whatsoever, bro. Like, they, I don't know, bro. That shit's scary to me, bro. That shit's scary. But, what was I about to ask? Oh yeah, so like all right, considering that shit, the shit that people post on social media and like that niggas post on social media antagonizing the ops and shit. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of good things that happen on social media too. So like, what do you think social media overall, like, bad or good?
I feel like social media is good and bad that come with it. Because we've seen social media change people's lives for the better. Like, social media being a way people make income. That's how some people make their living. It's off social media. And there's just somebody that we both know that...
Why you keep saying that?
Saying that it changed their lives, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That person being incarcerated for so long and them coming out and starting their own podcast... Thanks to social media, because if social media wasn't a thing, he wouldn't have been at the position that he's in right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely good things about it, but just like everything got pros and cons to it.
Nah, not gonna lie, yeah. I feel like social media is a tool like anything else, bro. It could be used in a bad way or a good way. Like a hammer, for example. You use a hammer, you trying to build a house, or you use a hammer, you trying to fucking merc somebody on some shit, bro. Like, it's just a tool at the end of the day. It depends how you use it.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people lose themselves in social media. And they get caught up. They get too caught up on what they see virtually than them not paying attention to what's going around them. Like, I feel like we have a friend who's so social.
Well, you keep seeing that.
he's all about social media, but... He's really going through shit. Why are you talking about when's the next party? When you telling us you want to kill yourself. It's just like it gets to a point it's just serious. Cause it's like, I feel like you should prioritize your mental health than social media or when is the next party. Oh, blah blah blah. Oh, come to this B&B slide, this and that. Because you can't take that shit to the grave.
Mm.
I'm saying when you die, it's just gonna be you.
Oh,
it's
slime.
Just gonna be you. And it's just like, once you, whatever you believe in or whatever, right? And whatever religion you believe in, right? And it's just like, I want you to think, it's just, let's say, all right, you end up passing away, and then you could recall and you could revisit everything that you did in your life. And you're gonna have regrets. I feel like a lot of these people, they're gonna have regrets about spending so much time on social media when they could have spent it on their mental health. They could have been
mm-hmm.
at a better standing in life. And just like, I used to really prioritize social media and all that. So I just realized it's really not worth it, bro. Because I have aspirations and dreams to be like a content creator or an influencer, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Right? And I know I'm going to have to like take it serious to a certain extent and all that. But I'm not gonna stress. I'm not gonna let it affect my mental health. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna use social media to my advantage. I'm gonna spread awareness, and that's what a lot of these people don't be doing.
Right, right, right.
Talk about depression. Talk about being suicidal and shit like that. Because not everything's a fucking joke. That's what a lot of people gotta realize. Like,
So like, you think you was exposed to social media like too early? Like, what you think is a good age? Because, like, you know, it's like strict parents and shit who be like, oh, no, like, parents who don't even get let their kids have a phone, so, like, they in high school and shit. And, like, looking at it from the age I was then, I was like, dying, bro, your parents strict as hell. But at the same time, with the shit niggas post on the internet these days, bro, it's like, maybe they just doing it for the best.
Posting crazy shit.
Crazy ass shit, bro.
I feel like if I have a child, this and that, I feel like I allow them to have a phone once they get into middle school. And I allow, once they get in their freshman year of high school, I allow them to have social media. Because it's just, I don't want them to get so caught up in this shit too early. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And bro, not gonna lie, bro. Niggas like me, I feel like I was on the internet way too early. But like, it's kids on their Cocomelon shit. Like, they on the iPad. Like, I swear, bro, they on their Cocomelon shit on the iPad. Like, they grow up with that shit. So it's like, nowadays, feel me? But me personally, bro, I feel like I shouldn't have touched the internet till I was like middle school. Cause, bro, imagine. All right, I'm gonna take it somewhere else. Like, what age did you start like watching pornography, bro?
The age, shit. That shit was young as hell. Like, probably like fourth grade.
Not gonna lie, yeah. I'm so serious, bro. Not gonna lie. This is where I'm tied back into social media, bro. So, like, I was a young boy, fourth grade. We had recess playing. My man, he a quarterback. Feel me? So, nigga went long. He threw that shit. Wham. It went over the fence. Strong-ass throw. He got a strong arm, but he talented. So, my other man, he like, yo, bro, fuck you, beat your meat. Now, me at fourth grade, I'm like, what the fuck is that nigga talking about? Where you think that nigga got the words, the phrase, being his meat from? Social media. So what my fourth grade career says, went home and searched up. What that mean? Masturbation. What that led to? Pornhub. What that meant? Saying, like, it just, like, by fourth grade, I was already.
Then it's just like being exposed to that at such a young age. Then you, as you know, talk about, we should talk about that on our next pod.
Yeah,
about
bro.
How, like, that fucks up your thinking as a black,
As a person, bro.
You would just hypersexualize
women. Oh, God, bro. So
you see them more as objects than as, like, people. Mm. From being just exposed to just porn at such a young age, now you expect to be in a relationship, right? But you're not in the relationship for that person, what their personality and all that, and all their traits. You're in it because of what their body look like. I want to have sex, this and that. When it's not about that for real. It's about, can you and this person grow together? Can y'all really build something and really have something special for real?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Really think about that for real. And that's not something that we ain't realized till way down the line or that. Cause
trying to tell you, crazy. Bro. But yeah, we just gonna touch on that subject, bro. We gonna save that. We gonna say that for the next pod, bro. You got any closing thoughts? Cause that's time for real, for real.
Closing thoughts? No, I don't really got nothing for real.
Shit, we gonna continue this conversation the next pod, man.
But soon though, we gonna have a special guest. We gonna have somebody named Suave on the show.
On the show, for real.
And we're gonna be interviewing him about his time. Ooh. It's just his whole life, bro. His whole life.
You want to give him any more insight than that? Not lie. They're going to see. But it's a very intriguing story with him. Like, and I respect him for everything that he's been through. Like, I look up to him. Like, he's really. He wanted them old heads that, like, you could, he really give a.
He gives good advice. Yeah. He gives good advice. And a little rundown is, man was incarcerated for 31 years, and he, you know what I'm saying, he got out, and he turned his fucking life around, and now that man's giving us opportunity to shine.
on Slime,
giving us a platform where we can share our thoughts and our experiences on.
Mm-hmm. Our safe space, our talking space. The fuck we want to say. But yeah, y'all, that's time, man. I appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. It's A Stacks.
10 mil.
And this that was the Dream Team Podcast, man. And don't forget, there's no dream too small. No, fuck. I fucked it up. Yo, don't forget, no dream too big, no dreamer too small, feel me? Come on, we out.